I'd like to call the meeting to order. Stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, still under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Who's present?
All right. Time for public comment. Anybody? Approval of minutes for August?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Approval for the agenda for September?
Motion to approve?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
See a report from Creech? Metro?
Tomorrow.
Hey, everyone. Matt Marlowe, Sergeant, Las Vegas Metro. Weather's getting cooler.
Finally.
I don't have anything necessarily to report. Do you guys have any questions of me? Yes, ma'am.
Have there been any robberies lately?
Well, what do you consider a robbery?
Because it seems strange that we have some neighbors that have an ADT alarm system in their front yard. And does ADT work out here?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
And it's kind of alarming to me to see it, you know, and I was just wondering if they really truly work and if it happened. And if you get called on them when they don't come out.
You got a lot of questions on
it. Like, is that first alarm system, that's the triangular blue sign that they
maybe see? They stole it from somebody else.
That doesn't necessarily mean they actually have this.
That's what I wanted to know.
I think a lot of people put those in their yard. I'm not saying they don't.
If there was a deterrent.
But I think some people do that.
Okay.
Correct.
As far as the uptick in robberies, no. Nothing more unusual than anything that's normally gone on here. There's not a rash of any series of burglaries or anything else. The if you're interested in it, I would call the alarm company and find out if they can respond. What happens
that's
with us
true.
Is they do at times broadcast a residential alarm on our channel. We're not required to respond on them because there's so many false alarms that by the time we get out to places, you don't always. There's so many alarms, false alarms, that it's not effective, cost effective for us to run to every alarm that goes off. Typically what happens is we wait until the alarm company can't get a code, and then we roll out to the alarm. So they can be useful. I think one of the biggest deterrents is probably the sign, but you know, if you've got an audible system, it's also an option too, if you're really that worried. I don't know. Did you hear an alarm go off?
Yeah, I thought it was the neighbor's smoke.
Maybe they got a real alarm. Or at least something audible if you open a window or a door when it's
okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you.
We got the four-legged kind, huh?
Thanks, Sarge.
We're not used to the city.
Any HP?
Nope.
Any Spring Volunteer Fire Department?
Just a couple things to report. We've had 110 calls this year. Increased amount of medicals. It includes all areas, not just here in Indian Springs, but and we are now down to one EMT, and definitely need more resident EMTs. If you know anybody that is interested in becoming an EMT, And what I would like to report is I'm taking over for Matthew Pinkerton as chief, and I would like to bring up Larry Hadu and Gabe Soto, and some recognition of the awards for the continued service that he's provided for any sprint.
Crawl pop.
Yeah, you get a crawl pop.
No, sir, it's not a crock pot.
So on here, this is a plaque to commemorate the amount of time spent. And on here it says, in grateful gratitude for your leadership as our fire chief, this plaque represents our heart-filled thanks for your outstanding service to our department and the community of Indian Springs, Nevada. God bless the members of the Indian Springs Fire Department.
I'll kick your ass later. Thank you.
Also, too,
thank you.
To commemorate the amount of time he spent, I was able to hold on to his helmet. And this will be given back to him. You see all the fires and all the stuff that he's been through on the department, so.
Thank you, son.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
Larry.
Matt, it's really a sad moment for me. I mean, you were not just comrades in arms working the fires, but we've been good friends since you've been the chief. So on behalf of Greg Castle, our fire chief, Roy Sessions, our chief of operations, the 800 men and women of Clark County Fire Department that you've served and worked with for the past 15 years, I want to present you with this plaque of our appreciation. It says, Chief Matthew Pinkerton, a recognition and appreciation of your 15 years of tireless and dedicated services to the Clark County Fire Department and the residents of Indian Springs, Nevada. Congratulations on your retirement. Clark County Fire Department, Indian Springs Volunteer Fire Department, September
2017. Nice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Gabe. I was going to give it to Mom. It was a crock pot. Thank you. Thank you.
Any further, you guys have any questions for me? Or anything else? No. I have a question. I know that, if, I know my son has been interested in getting on the volunteer fire department. He wants to get his PMT and all of those things. But I think he's having a hard time getting a definitive answer on when he can take classes or where, how he has to adjust his schedule to take those classes. So that might, I don't know
if that's right. Well, the start of the process normally is a pretty long process. You first get on the fire department, and then once it's through all the administrative stuff and actually gets on the fire department, then we'll be able to look at the type of classes and which direction he wants to go. And then we can send him through at that point, but right now he's kind of in the beginning stages of on the fire department and getting through all the administrative paperwork and physicals and stuff like that currently. So after that, then
because there's other kids also or young people that have graduated that have seemed interested, but I think that they just aren't quite sure where to go to get the information that they need so that they can get the film. So where can I direct them?
You can have them talk to me, myself, and then if there's not an answer that I can provide, which I know how the normal process works, so, but if there's a question that that I can't seem to provide, I would definitely get the answer from Chief Hadu or any other person that I but yeah, it have directed to me, and then we'll get on. in one way or another.
If I might suggest, we do have grant funding available right now. So once they get through that hiring process, get through the academy, we go through, bring the hazmat staff, we can fund it for the community. Just ask them to do it.
He would have been here for a piece of work, so he couldn't have.
What's exciting is there's a few people, so.
Yeah, there's two. I mean, my son, and then there's another young man who graduated last year that is interested.
And the process is a little faster for a resident, somebody who lives in town. We try and speed down a lot of this fast. And give priority for academy classes, give priority for the training, give priority to all the long way to get through.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Thank you, Kay.
Park County Parks and Rec.
We have our kids craft on September 20th. I'm trying to get past the point already. September 20th, and the adult bingo September 28th. Those are our basic things. I wanted to tell everybody that flag football started for our youth. It's every Saturday night starting at 5. The game starts at 5, game starts at 6, game starts at 7, up at the school's football field. And there's concessions being sold by the freshman class. So if you just want to go get something to eat, they're there. I don't know how to say it because I guess the Miss Indian Springs, we've got several Miss Indian Springs and we've got runners up. They're doing a toy drive. It's not a Christmas toy drive. They collect toys and other items that will be put into offices where they go to get chemo. So we don't want big trucks, you know, little things that the kids can sit there and play with, and they get to take them home. And the boxes, one's in the library, one's at the fire department, and one's in the front office of the school. And it's running from September 15th through October 15th. Something to put down, coloring books, crayons, little baby dolls, Hot Wheels, and then for the older kids, iTunes and Google Play gift cards, books, action figures. But everything has to be new because of, you know, the condition they can't have. So that's something. So look for those boxes. And then just to throw it out there, you know, Halloween's coming. I don't know if anyone hear about it. But in case you want to do the chili cook-off from the seniors, the High Desert seniors, there's entry forms over there. And I'm just kind of telling you this, start thinking about it. We're going to do the trunk or treat. So if you want to decorate your trunk, you can start thinking about it. It'll be October 27th. And then this is just being put out for any vendors who want to do the craft fair, which will be in November, the Saturday before Thanksgiving. Okay. And that's all I have.
Creech Air Force Base?
Hey, right on time. Nick Gerzario, Building 271, Creech Air Force Base. I don't have any updates for you other than you know where we are, but I'm here to, if there's any issues or concerns that you want me to take back to the commander, I'm open in any issues or get my undivided attention.
Nope. God, you haven't been here in so long, you'd think we'd have something for you.
I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry that I haven't been here in a while, and I do apologize, we do have a new commander. There is Colonel Cheater is the new commander at Creech, so he's took over this summer. I also have a new boss. His name is Colonel Tippett, Doug Tippett. He comes from the Pentagon, which offers a rather unique, different experience than we've had over our last couple of commanders. Both are very focused on Creech. I can tell you that from my experience, we are focused on Creech's growth. I know over years of my experience here, there's been questions of, are we going to contract? Are we going to expand? I can tell you confidently that we're going nowhere but out. So For what that's worth to you, you know, I think the days of whether that was a question of, you may hear conversations about whether Creech is divesting organizations from there. You're going to see a lot of change, but you're not going to see Creech shrink. Their vision is that some squadrons may leave the installation and go to other locations, but we are going to, as we adopt a new concept, what we're referring to as Dwell, we're actually going to see our population grow. Ultimately, by 2020, we look to have about a little over 4,500 people, including contractors, civilians, and military. Creech's designated population, about 4,500. So,
what is it now?
About 38. At least that's our numbers. So,
On the recovered property along the road there that they went out and bladed and, of course,
yep.
took everything down. What are they going to be doing with that area? Is there any, you know, future development? Are they going to stabilize the ground to prevent any additional dust in the area?
Is dust a concern?
Always.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, let me rephrase that. Is dust a concern that you've seen, you feel that it's been unnecessary there?
I don't know where it comes from.
Yeah, we got photos of all kinds of stuff coming off there at times, but my main concern is that it's by the side of the roadway in a wide open area, similar to the long one over here, can affect the travel along the roadway at times during windstorms.
Okay, so let me take that back. I can tell you, since the civil engineers work for me, that we do have a typical process by which we go and do dust mitigation measures. Now, if those are not robust enough and you think we need to do a little more, we certainly can look at what's in the arsenal. It may be simply a tanker truck goes out there and wets the area down on a little more frequent basis than what we currently do. So, but now, to answer your question, though, about development. Obviously, we're very sensitive to why we acquired the parcel, so we're not looking to create a situation that goes in the face of why we bought the land in the first place. Right now, I think the nearest development you may see is the expansion of some parking lots that would help support the buildings that you can see from the highway. They have very limited parking capabilities. We also are looking at some power projects that are related to providing assured power to Creech. But in terms of any massive development, like hangars or anything like that, there's nothing on the books right now. In the next 6 months, the most you likely see is an expansion of parking lots. But I would hope that that would also help with any dust.
Yeah, concerns. Of course it would. All right, thank you.
Question.
Yes.
Over the last week or so, maybe a little more than a week, right across from the entrance, the main entrance, that BLM road that goes up into the mountains, there's been a lot of car haulers, trucks, vehicles.
I can answer that.
Yeah, okay.
So what that is, that has to do with contract transition. So everything that I know a lot of you work at Nellis, RSS-1, which is the contract that's been in place for about 15 years, is transitioning to RSS-2. The contractor that ran the first one has to basically turn over all of the equipment, and which also includes maybe getting rid of old equipment, which I think you've seen a lot of that as they basically swap them out. That's what's going on there. It's the new contractor coming in and bringing in the equipment that they're going to need for RSS-2, which is the new contract.
Okay, because I was just wondering, because a lot of those vehicles look brand new. I mean, there's nothing wrong with them. You know, there was one that was shot up and rolled over a few times. The rest look like they're in pretty good shape to me. So I'm just kind of wondering where that stuff's going.
I'm sympathetic to your point. It's not a great answer, but it's the only answer I have for you right now, though. As a part of the contract, it was a 100% swap out. So those vehicles were not property of the U.S. government. They were property of the contractor providing service. So what had to happen was we put out a new contract. Somebody won it. They need to bring their own equipment into the situation.
Gotcha.
Are you talking about the transfer of the old F.C. Martin?
Yep. Okay. And everything else. Also, any VA, any PAE equipment also.
So what... That RSS-1 and RSS-2,
everybody know what RSS is? I don't.
Okay, so RSS stands for Range Support Services. So it's actually out of the Nevada Test and Training Range organization, which is based out of Nellis, but they run everything on the range. So they are also based here at Creech. Some of the services, as was mentioned, C. Martin, they provide civil engineering services to us on the base. So that contract was good for 15 years. It was recompeted, and it was won by a new contractor, URS, under RSS2, which is also good for a period of 15 years.
So those vehicles that are parked over there will be moved out?
They're in the process of active swap out over the next couple of weeks. So you may see more traffic and bigger things, but it is all encapsulated in the same issue. It's all switching that to the new contractor. Yes, ma'am.
When are you going to build the wall? I don't know. That would hide all that, then we wouldn't see it. Right?
No plans for a wall right now.
That wall. That hides all those beautiful.
They were supposed to
build a wall.
Oh, okay. I don't
get out
much. So. There's a bunch of them. Yeah. Anything else?
Okay. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Spring schools?
I don't have much. You know, our sports programs have started again. Our Indian Springs Thunderbird app is up and running, so if anyone wants to know what the goings on are at the school, the best way to get that is through our Thunderbird app. Does everyone know what that is? Is there anyone who doesn't know what that is, that wants to know? Well, I don't care. Good. So our app is up and running, and it was updated a little bit and fixed, so everything should be on there. Does anyone have any questions about the school? Good. That's all. Oh, the volleyball team is selling sweatshirts and t-shirts. Actually, the volleyball team is selling canned cloth, which is all kinds of Indian Springs gear. There's chairs and cups and hats and shirts, socks, pajamas. There's all kinds of things, all kinds of clothes. So, if anyone calls the school and asks for information, we will be sure to get it out to you. You guys can also find it on my Facebook, Laura Crane. I put the whole fan clock order thing on Facebook, so it's easy for everyone to access. And I'm selling chocolate for the school. So if anyone wants chocolate, I can't eat it, they may as well buy it.
What's that for?
I know it's for the school. Senior class. It's for the senior class.
Okay.
We had talked about before that the apartments were going to be here tonight for their development agreement. There was a problem with the scheduling in the computer, and somehow didn't kick it onto the agenda, so they'll be here next month. And they were planning to be here, but because it didn't come on the agenda, we wouldn't have been able to have any discussion. They could have done a presentation but no discussion. So I chose to have them wait so that there could be discussion about the item. There's some ongoing things that I've been working on, like your road concerns that I do not have updates on them. I apologize. I have a lot of stuff on my plate these days, so some having prioritized a little bit. Family Dollar. They're still working on their studies and drainage stuff. That's a complicated site, so they continue to work on that. I do not have an update on the new casino, but I will for next month. Any questions for me?
I think that's a concern, and everybody's chomping at the bit, waiting on these guys, you know, whatever information they can give us that, you know.
On which one?
On all of them.
Right.
The apartments.
You did see somebody out there with a little backhoe.
Jet Gaming, and I mean, we're all kind of chomping at the bit. And I know you can't push them into showing up, but we all would sure like to know, you know, what the next step is. you know, and whether the next time they show up, they're going to be asking for more extensions. I mean,
I can't control that, but no, I know they are working through the process on both of those sites on the highway.
Right.
And there's a lot that goes into developing a new raw site, and so they're doing the studies on that, which seems to take forever, but there's drainage studies and geology studies, and that site is actually very complicated with the McFarland, that drainage in between actually both of those sites. So they're still in process. Nothing has stopped.
Oh, I know. It's got to be a nightmare. Where's the water going to go?
That's up to their civil engineers.
Well, no, it is.
I do not.
But you got to wonder, where's this going?
Water.
From both the sites.
Well, I think it will be, without a doubt, will be an improvement because there actually will be work done. It won't just be status quo, which has been for years. So.
Right, which is a lake. Mm-hmm. Status quo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But the civil engineers are the ones that decide how to get it there. That's what we're talking about.
Any questions for Megan at all? Okay.
We had a question. What's your question?
High Desert Seniors?
No, that's the right thing.
Planning and zoning? Trust use permit. Allow an accessory structure prior to the principal dwelling. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1. Reduce setback for a proposed principal residence, and 2. Reduce setback for a proposed patio cover in conjunction with a proposed pre-manufactured principal residence on 1.5 acres in RA residential agricultural zone, generally located on the south side of Winston Lane, 300 feet east of McFarland Avenue within Indian Springs.
There's a pamphlet we made up that kind of helped clarify what.
Oh, yeah, drawings.
Yeah, we got everything.
That helps.
We've got pictures. My name is Danny Brown, and this is my wife, Jane. And we're looking to build a shop and garage on 217 Winston, back behind the yellow house. It's been there since in the 70s.
I've got the barn, now he gets the shop, gets to have a shop. So that's what we're coming here to ask you, if he can get the shop. And all we're doing is taking up wasted space where we want to get that shop built. And that yellow and white house is quite a remarkable place. It's been standing since
we've got a history
the 70s. So when you turn the pages, you'll see the history of the property stems back to 1962 when they annexed the main ranch, Indian Springs Ranch. And the next people that owned it were the Dotson family. And then it went on up into Annabelle and Jean Ray. And I think what's unique about that lot is that it's hooked up with Indian Springs water and the sewer.
It's the last one down Winston.
The only one on that side of Winston. Why? I don't know. Why did they go one lot down Winston? Who knows? But that's why I feel it'll accommodate a primary resident and wait for that yellow and white house to live its life out. And like I told Jennifer, I says, Hurricane Jamie will come through and wipe it out. And then all you'll see from Winston Lane is what you see the side of this property here. This building is what it'll look like. And you'll be lucky if you see it because the mulberry tree is so big.
in the yellow and white house front yard. So we'll be the ones looking at the doors from our house. And that's going to be his shop. Store all his toys inside. Do you have any questions?
Build it.
Thank you.
When are you looking to start?
Well, we hope to start break ground before the end of the year. We've already contracted Timrod Construction to do this, to do all the work, to do it, all the architectural design, everything for us. And Tuesday we go into the Planning Commission to get their blessings. And then once that happens, then everything will start flowing.
And the thing is, we want to build something with permits.
Yeah. It's all going to be permitted.
Probably a good idea.
Above code. Yeah.
You know.
I've got a couple questions.
Okay.
Due to the size of the structure itself, it's almost, double the size of your living structure that you're going to be putting on there. What is there anticipated commercial use for the structure in the future?
None.
What type of business? Is there a business that you're going to open it, or just for personal use?
Yeah, just personal use.
That's all
I'm too damn old to get into this business anymore.
Okay. No, I just saw that the capacity on there, you could put anything. You could open up a hot rod.
I could.
Place
but
there.
You know what? The way I like to work on stuff.
No.
But the way I work on things now and the way I used to, it takes about 3 times longer.
Yeah, I understand that part. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Okay. Okay. Do it. Build it.
Have fun.
Build it and they will come.
Have fun.
My motion to approve.
Okay. I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Easy.
I don't speak real loud. Now's the time to speak up.
3 minutes.
Well, I'm going to speak up because I have to say that I invited my boss, Chief Castle, here tonight. And nobody presented his class to Matt. He wasn't sure he could make it, but as things worked out, he made it. So I'd like to introduce our fire chief of Clark County Fire Department, Greg Castle.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you, Chief.
I wish I had made it earlier, but I got a little event with my daughter I had to make too, so I didn't make time there. But
thank you
very much for your time and well deserved plaque. Enjoy your rest and relaxation.
Appreciate it.
Thank you to all the volunteers in the community. You guys do such a great job, day in and day out, night, middle of the night, middle of the week, whatever. So thank you for doing for your community what everybody else does in town, but you got to do it for free and out of the love of your community. So that's awesome.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Anybody else?
I just want to clarify something. You said that the permits are coming out, but you don't really know why. They're just coming out to touch base to see.
No, next month.
Okay.
Yeah, they're. It's a renewal for their development agreement, which is the agreement they have for the things they're going to give to the community, like the improvements for the park improvements.
We just approved something a while ago. That was
an extension on it.
That was a three-year extension.
So this really isn't the same thing.
No. So there's the project, the design of the project, the construction of the project. This is the development agreement. This is their agreement with the county for their ability for them being able to build their apartments in that location, which wasn't a part of the code, which is outside the code. They are required to do a development agreement, which says they're going to do things to improve the community. So in this case, the development agreement involved things with the fire department turnouts and things like that, the improvements, the expansion of the park, the cover over the play equipment, and I think there was other things in there. But that it's they have to do a report every couple of years, and so this is their 24-month report.
Okay.
And the reason it didn't come tonight was a clerical error.
It wasn't their fault.
No, they were planning to come.
That's what I thought.
But like I said, if they came tonight and it wasn't agendized, we could not discuss it.
Gotcha. That's what I thought, but I just wasn't, I'm like, they were just here like a year or so ago, so.
But in a big project like that, there's many moving parts,
so I wanted clarification.
Do they have any, have you heard any indication about when a possible approval on the plans or anything? I understand the development part, that's, you know, for the land in order to prep the property itself, but what about the approval of the plans that we initially saw for the apartments?
That all continues to be approved. Once you approve it, it's approved.
So the original design has already been approved and the impact?
Yeah, it was approved and then it was extended. And they were waiting on the information about NV Energy,
right.
Which we did not know had been withdrawn. There was a couple months where we didn't know it had been withdrawn, the commission office. And so as soon as we told them, that was a big relief to them because now they're not going to have a 13-foot high wall and a power substation next to their property. So that that's what they were waiting for. So next month they'll be able to tell you more. I don't know what their plans are. They tell you.
Thank you.
Anyone else have anything? Next meeting is October 12th, 2017.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I know. Okay.
You said you had right?
Thank you very much.
A couple of pictures.
No, I have
sure.
Thank you. Old Basil for the questions.
Hey, I was talking with Robert today.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Mr. Pierce.
Yeah. I tell him that we're going to get some of the panels out front. He's saying that he needs to say that his boss is, I got a bunch of meetings.
He needs to finish in Spanish.
So I told him, come over.
Oh, absolutely.
There's plenty of them. Take them all. And,
yeah. Great. Yeah.
You can pick them up. Yeah. I said, yeah, we're going to need some help listening. So. Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, some days are not so good.
I will continue
a special on dementia. You can find it on, it is on Channel 8 News. Yeah, it was like a half hour special all about dementia and Alzheimer's and stuff.
So,
because, you know, the weather lady.